Good afternoon and welcome to Home Run with Helmta Nadwaita. I just wanted to, start my show by especially giving that special thanks to Loise for holding it up. And as always, Home Run takes over from now until the hour of six, and that's with Helmut and Dwight. Now, just a quick reminder: Dwight is in is working from the north. So I, like I told you yesterday, look out for some guy who is, turning pink with this heat. So just, help homeboy out with some sunscreen, Ngongo oil, just to give him something that protects his skin. Now, moving on, today's discussion is, one of, that, oh dear. Look, it's somewhat very interesting to look at, Plato once said that, we can totally understand a child who's, who is afraid of the darkness. We can totally understand a child who is afraid of darkness. But what we cannot comprehend is an adult who is afraid of light. That's kind of confusing. Now, that's a philosophical, explanation of a lot of things that basically goes on around the world, especially in the world of geopolitics. Like the reasons why we make a lot of decisions that we make, globally, as a species, we basically just shows you that, just how inherently selfish we are. And, today we're going to talk about part of that inherent selfishness. And this is with regards to how we are treating, the planet we live, we live on. Everyone wants to live, to live in a clean house where they have sanitized everything, basically, zombifying the immune system. Your immune system needs to exercise, guys. Eat without washing your hands from time to time so that, you can just intentionally consume all the bacteria so your immune system can, go to the gym, exercise, kick the heck out of it from time to time. And before you start saying, I don't want any living organism near me, any microorganism near me. Actually, you have more microorganisms in your body, according to science, than you have your body cells. So you have gut bacteria that are in the stomach that helps you, that helps you digest food. That's basically, there's a whole ecosystem going on in your stomach. There's a whole ecosystem going on, going on in your mouth. Sort of like sucks the French out of, sucks the French out of French kissing. But anyway, yeah, I think I should look into being a rapper because I'm beginning to feel like I'm good at this. Everyone wants to live in a clean house, but collectively, we don't really care about this this house that we collectively live together on, and that's the planet Earth. Okay, here's the thing. One of the biggest waste of money that I have, if I was asked just at the top of my head to write down a list of some of the biggest waste of money, people do on this, people spend their money on this planet. Number one, of course, will be, fancy casket to bury someone who is dead. Like, seriously. That's just a waste of money. Homeboy is dead. Like, really. It's nothing new. We have been dying for as long as we've been alive. I don't know why we like to make it like, it's special for this one because, well, he's now on the other side. Really? Look, it's very comforting, but let's be realistic. Homeboy, was getting into fights left, right, and center, insulting the heck out of everyone. If hell and heaven exist, we all know, chances are very high, we are all thinking of it, but we are not going to say it at a funeral. We all know where homeboy was, where homeboy is. Now, it turns out it's rude to say that at a funeral. It's rude to point out that, Pastor, one of the Ten Commandments says, thou shalt not bear false testimony. We all know that memorial service that we just held there, that was loaded with false testimonies. Let's face it. It turns out if you say that, you're going to be kicked out of the funeral and, no one is going to give you food. I think that's the only reason why we all beat around the bush. He lived a very wonderful life. No, he didn't. But anyway, so this planet that we collectively own, we are not taking care of it, and we are now paying the price. Now, for a lot of people now, like those with money, are investing into two things that, again, I can, it's a waste of money. It's, expenses that are totally waste of money for me, like over-exaggerated. Funerals nowadays. You don't need a $10 million casket. He's dead. Yes, I know. He was very rich. He was very respected. Bottom line, that's one thing I like about natural law. They don't care about your status, Baba. When the time comes, we all die, which is why live now. You're welcome. Now, moving on. Weddings. You don't need 10 dresses. One is enough. Now, before you start saying, oh, but you need a tuxedo, I can wear a suit to work. I'm yet to see a woman in a wedding dress going to work. Now, before you all start coming after me, and before you start saying, hey, this is not mine, they can be, yeah, I get that. You know, I do, you know, get, you know, release some of the tension out. But here's the thing. Another way, you know, now, you have funerals, over-exaggerated, in terms of expenses. And weddings, over-exaggerated, when, you know, in terms of expenses. And now, and you have bankers. Now, a lot of rich people decided, especially in a lot of developed countries, Switzerland is one of those countries that is basically littered with bankers. Now, bankers is basically an underground fortified house. Now, the idea is that in the event of a nuclear or any type of apocalypse, you can just get in there, and then you can live until the life on the surface, until life on the surface is safe again for you to come out. Now, I'll just tell you why that is a dumb idea and why I think taking care of our planet is not something that we should be forcing ourselves to do, which is where I'm going, because the second session of the plastic pollution mitigation strategies that took place in Geneva, Switzerland, earlier this month. Now that was the second session. The first session took place in South Korea last year, from November to December. Now, here's the thing. They did not reach any agreement over how to handle the, you know, the plastic pollution problems that we're having. This is over 180, you know, representative, member state representatives showed up. And they did not reach any reasonable conclusion over how to deal with the plastic pollutions. Now, that's what we're going to talk about today. But before we get there, let's talk about how we solve problems as a species. This is something that I feel like I find it very fascinating, just how confusing we human beings can sometimes, be. And that is, now let's start with survival bankers. Here's the thing. There are 8 billion people on the planet. And there's only a handful. I think it's over, less than a million, I think, those ones that have survival bankers. So in the event of, take for example, a climate apocalypse comes and everyone is basically running for their lives. Here's one question I feel like billionaires have not addressed. Take, for example, you start, World War III and everything goes nuclear. Now, you have a survival bunker and you have to take everyone, you know, all your families there. I have one question. You really think your driver will just drive you, and you know, with your security, by the way, they are just driving you until the entrance of the bunker, they open the door, and then like, yeah, well, thank you very much, sir. Thank you. It was nice working with you. Now just get in there, so, you know, while we make sure that no one is here to attack you, and then we will just, go there and die with our families. The reason why you are being protected is because those people that are around you every day calling you, saying all kinds of fancy names, don't be fooled, buddy. They are doing that because you are paying them. Now, if there is an apocalypse, that literally means money doesn't make sense anymore. Salary is obsolete. That means your bodyguards are literally going to kill you themselves so they can get their family members into that bunker. I don't think they thought that through. Now, for a bunch of people that manage trillions of dollars a year, I feel like that part, they just missed that part out. Now, the second part is what COVID-19 taught us. One thing COVID-19 taught us that, human beings, we are social beings for a reason. The fact that human beings are social beings was made even more apparent and was proven to be very true during the COVID-19 lockdowns. We don't do well in still positions. Depression kicks in just like that. So that means if you have situations like The 100, for example, kicks in, for those of you that have seen The 100 TV show, kicks in, and you confine a bunch of people at one place, and they can't see the outside world, they can't go anywhere away from each other, mental health in that confined space is going to go through the roof. So, believe it or not, the outside world maintains our sanity more than we give it credit for. The first one is a very dumb one of thinking that if there is a nuclear apocalypse that was going on, your bodyguards and your drivers will just drive you to a bunker and then drop you to at your bunker, and then they will come back and die with their family members. Absolutely not. Now, you could think of this in a more broad way, anyone that's around me, all my bodyguards, all my drivers, I'll just tell them to bring their family, members so that they can, they don't shoot me in the head and then take over the bunker. Here's another problem now. Those bodyguards and those drivers, they have family members, and those family members, thanks to this thing called in-laws, they have family members who have family members, who have family members, who have friends and family members and friends and family members. Before you know it, that bunker is running out of space, and that's the list of your worry. The next question comes to, do you have enough resources to maintain all of them? It's going to be hunger games in there, like literal hunger games. So, if you ask me, bunkers is one dumb idea. Now, just to top it off, let's build a spaceship to Mars. Let's face it, that's money laundering. That's money laundering. Why am I saying that? Because if we had the technology to turn an uninhabitable planet into livable ones, we would have done that with the Sahara Desert. We would have done that with the Atlantic Ocean. We would have done that with planet Earth. So the fact that people are spending billions of dollars on trying to, to build a civilization on Mars. Yeah. Again, I'm going to stick with money laundering on this one. That's just money laundering 101. Because deep inside, we know very well. If we don't have the technology that's good enough to turn the Namib Sahara Trans-Namib Gobi or the Arab Desert into a livable environment, then let's face it, we don't have the technology to turn Mars into a livable environment. I've seen a bunch of documentaries and movies on this. I know we are going to live underground. Okay, here's the thing about Mars. The soil itself, it doesn't matter how deep you dig, is poisonous. So if the soil itself is poisonous, and by the way, we always complain about drought here. You know what? There's a lot of drought. This is why we have all this problem. Mars is in full blown. Mars is not in climate change position. Mars is in climate changed in past tense position. So now, what we are doing here is, as a species, it basically reflects just how dumb we are at trying to find a livable planet, or how smart we are at laundering money. One of the two. Is that, look at it this way. What we are saying is, this person that has flu, now, we're not going to help this person that has flu. Look, what we are saying here is that we stand a better shot at curing someone that has cancer than person that has than someone that has flu. You do realize we still don't have cure for cancer, right? So you stand a better chance curing, in terms of the literal sense of the word cure, you stand a better chance curing someone that has flu than a person that has cancer. The best you can do is give them the rehabilitating environment. Which is why you should really watch what you eat. Because, well, now, cancer is hereditary. So it screws with your DNA and it finds yourself in the future generation, just like a lot of things. So before you start making fun of people with that condition, no. Some of those, conditions or diseases, whatever the heck they are classified, or however the heck they are classified, they are hereditary. And, cancer comes from a lot of different directions, most of which we made ourselves, a lot of things that we consume, like, a bunch of, food colorants, food additives and all that. And now we have, we're basically surrounded by a bunch of chemicals that we shouldn't be putting in our bodies. But well, thanks to this thing called profit, we just decided, as long as it's making money, we'll just pay a bunch of scientists to make a research on that, on that subject so that they can publish a report that says it's healthy. And then we bury all the report that points to how unhealthy that chemical is. And then we put it up for commercial use. But, all this is just coming to kick us in the face. At this point, you go, oh my God, now we're just taking a direction of conspiracy. Oh no, we're not. Let me give you an example. In the 1950s, cigarette smoking was healthy. Research was done. Then it came out and it said it was healthy. And then people started dying of lung cancer. And then some of the never heard of scientists started saying, with all due respect to the scientists that published this research, this practice is dangerous. And it took decades for the people that were doing the real research, not the ones that, the scientists that were thinking with their brains during their research. There are two different types of scientists. There are two different types of scientists. Those ones that are thinking with their brains when they are doing research, and those ones that are thinking with their bank accounts when they are doing research. Now, more often, the research that is published, that goes mostly mainstream, is one that is published by scientists that are thinking with their bank accounts. Now, before you start discrediting every, mainstream scientific finding, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it's complicated. Thanks to this thing called profit. Now, this thing called profit is the reason why we are basically killing ourselves and our planet so that I can make, money. And, oh, we're paying the price. Oh, big time. We are paying the price. Now, plastic pollution, pollution in general, pollution is basically an accumulation of unwanted and unusable material, and it's had at this point, more like a byproduct. Yeah, let's just go with byproduct. That is pollution. So, that means we have air pollution. For those of you that remember geography, we have air pollution, we have land pollution, we have water pollution. This is for both fresh water and and salty water, aka ocean pollution. Now, here's the. It turns out, there's this thing called, there's something I came across yesterday. It turns out, everything we eat, for this example, if you are eating, you may wanna, swallow quickly. Now, back then when there was this whole flushable toilets, when toilet papers were still in very rough and solid form, aka rocks and sticks, like literally, don't ask. You realize that the human excrements is an excrement for you and me, but for some living organisms in the in the woods, for them that was food, which is why I said swallow quickly. Here's the thing: you do realize that that basically shows that we live on a smart planet. It's self-contained to produce something and dispose of it. So you go farming, produce food, and then you eat that food. And when it's time to go to the bathroom, you go and dispose of it. And then, a bunch of insects will basically, some of them will be flying around overhead. Now, if you're born and raised in a city, you find yourself at the village, you'll understand. Now, the things are what you are dropping off as waste. For these insects, that's food. And then their waste is another product's food. The cleanest example for this is, the oxygen and carbon dioxide exchange that we, that we literally depend on to survive as a species. Plants release carbon dioxide. Plants absorb carbon dioxide and release oxygen. For them, for trees, oxygen is a waste product. For us, oxygen is very important. We can't live without it. We need to inhale oxygen for us to breathe. For us to live. Carbon dioxide for us is a byproduct. We don't need it. If it builds up, it becomes dangerous. So when you think of it that way, you begin to realize that the planet is self-contained in a way that we are basically exchanging waste products, and we're calling it soft life. But anyway, then our species invented something called technology. Then we started producing something synthetic. I remember in high school, my science teacher liked to say that, most of the chemicals that we put in our bodies are not actually, they don't have an inherent ability to deal with these chemicals. They don't know what to deal with it. Your immune system doesn't know what it is. So, but all the microorganisms take bacteria now, for example, that you attracted somehow, or more like attracted in contact with with a doorknob, for example, and you pick up something and then put it in your mouth, or you chew your nails, and these bacteria find themselves in your mouth. Your immune system knows how to deal with that, but the immune system doesn't know how to deal with plastics. No, it doesn't. So, every time that you find, it finds itself in the body, it just piles up, and in the long run, it starts causing a lot of problems. And for my gender, it's also been associated with firing blanks. Now, here's the thing. Microplastics are always, there's a ton of research out there that shows that microplastics, aka plastics that is pretty much everywhere around us, that is that we absorb on a daily basis, especially for those of us that live in urban areas, because everything that you eat is packaged. So you have a bunch of microplastics that you are basically consuming on a daily basis, not to alarm you, but in a long run it creates approved science-based negative consequences. With all that scary thought, it's safe to say that, the goal we should be going for is that of how do we make sure that we have, we are surrounded by a healthy environment? I know when every time that we talk about, you know, surrounded by healthy environment, you know, sterilized environment comes up. But here's the thing. George Carlin said something fascinating. The reason why you have an immune system, is your military, is your Ministry of Defense. Every time that you get invaded by unwanted microorganisms that are there to cause chaos, they show up and, and basically crash everything down. Now, this is where you have to understand that it's very amazing to look at a human body from an anatomical standpoint. And that's, according to the same science, a human body, you and I, as you are seated, driving, walking, and listening, you and I, we have more microorganisms in our bodies than we have our body cells. Now, ask yourself, how many cells that makes up you? Billions, if not trillions. Now, what science is saying is, microorganisms that are in you and me, there are more than the number of cells that makes up you and me. But an immune system does not attack those ones. Why? Because they are friendly. If the Botswana Defense Force, for example, organize a presidential visit or a joint military training, they're friends. They'll just be training together. But if one invades the other, you have chaos.
It's time to win your share of 500,000 Namibian dollars in prizes with Windhoek Beer. Find one of the 100% real quotes broadcast across Namibia on billboards, in stores, in newspapers, and on social media. Buy any Windhoek Beer, SMS the underliner code to 75050, or scan the QR code to enter on WhatsApp. So, spot a quote, grab a Windhoek Beer, and you could win. Windhoek, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly. T's and C's apply.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Welcome back. So it's about the type of flag that you are carrying. If you have a white one, immune system is going to be like, nice, friendly. If you have a red one, like a well, full attack mode. So, why am I giving you a biology crash course? It's because today we are going to, today's discussion is about, a plastic pollution, it's about plastic pollution. Summit, if I can call it that, that was held earlier this month in South Korea. Took place for a period of 10 days. 10 days, countries came together. Over 100 and something countries came together. And, and they did not reach a unanimous consensus over how to handle the plastic waste. Now, especially, single-use plastic. Now, this is, these are things like your plastic bags, for example. Because you're only most likely going to just use it once when you are buying your groceries. And then you say, especially in Namibia, you say, would you like a plastic? And you're like, yeah, sure. For an extra dollar. And after that, chances are very high, in less than a week, you get rid of that plastic. And when you go shopping again next month, and then you need another bunch of plastics, and then the next month again, and then the next month, and then we don't have any ending over how these things, any ending in sight. So that means, all these things, ending up in landfills. Now, the biggest debate at this conference was, how do we handle this plastic What can we do? Now, from last year's session, one thing that was proposed, just from as early as last year, the over 180 something countries representatives were basically split in two camps. One camp went for, you know what, we need to put more investment or more like more energy and emphasis on recycling. And one camp was like, no, let's just strictly regulate production of these things. Now, that's why, you know, they didn't reach any unanimous consensus. Why? Oh, it's not rocket science. Plastic is a crude oil product. Plastics are made out of crude oil. That means one way that an oil company would make money is by selling that specific byproduct to companies that produce plastics. That's how they make their money. What you're basically telling someone here is that stop making money so we can save the planet. Now, let's just be honest here. Put yourself in the shoe of the guy that owns this oil company. Would you just say, you know what, I'll just shut down my operations, you know, in the name of humanity? Absolutely not. If you're making a lot of money, anyone that, you know, that starts making money, you know, via business or stealing, that's why they keep getting caught. Because once you start making money, you don't want to stop. Which is why we are very happy when we get hired for a job and very mopey when we get fired. Because, well, we know that our infinite money glitch, at least, or so we thought, has come to an end. Now I have to go and hustle for another one again. Now, I'm not saying throw a party when you get fired, unless you had a crappy boss, then sure, invite me. You know, joining in the Kapana department. Now, representatives, some of the people that attended this event were oil company representatives. Now you see the problem that we're sitting with here. You want to bet that some of the sponsors that paid and organized this event and paid for everyone's all-you-can-eat buffet were also oil companies? Now, let's go back to the mosquito example. That is exactly like inviting mosquitoes to a conference on how to stop malaria. Because every mosquito will be like, guy is gonna eat. I mean, like, according to science, only female mosquitoes bite. Because the reason why they bite is they need some kind of chemicals that's in the blood for them to fertilize their eggs. So it's a continuation of a species type thing. So next time a mosquito bites you, don't slap it. You are destroying a whole generation. So just sit there, let it bite, and then wish it luck after that. Problem is they don't know how to say I'm done. And it just be, you just go to bed for those of us that sleep like, that sleep like babies. You just wake up and there's this mosquito, you know, that looks very red-ish, pregnant-ish type of belly. And you're like, oh my God, I was dinner last night. Now, representatives of oil companies attended the event. Again, before you start throwing, you know, punches in the direction of oil companies, ask yourself one question. If you owned one oil company that is making billions of dollars, if not trillions, out of the chemical one of the chemical that's coming from crude oil, that's how you make most of your money, would you shut it down to end pollution? The answer is most likely going to be a very capital no in bold in the biggest font size in Microsoft. And that's because, well, now you're thinking about the mortgage and your status. Now you have to move from Kleiner Kopier to Tura. That's not a very good transition. Ask some politicians I want to mention who thought they could give it a shot. It didn't end well. So, oil companies' representatives were there. Now, this is why one thing that now makes me go like, why do we even organize some of these events? Because you know very well how, very well how it's going to go. Now, at this point, you're asking, why plastics? Because there are a lot of pollutions out there. And, plastic pollutions, and this is not just on land, but also in the ocean. One of the most common ocean or more is a commonly used example of plastic waste, because they float, metal sink of a common plastic waste example is something that for those of you that are regular Home Run listeners with Helmut and Dwight on Eagle FM, you know that at some point Helmut and Dwight did mention something called the garbage patch, and that's exactly what it sounds like. This is basically a patch, this is a patch or a patch of, a patch of, an accumulation of floating objects on, on the surface of the ocean. And it turns out, things are not looking very good for us. Here's the thing. According to Noah, not the guy that built the ark, no. This is NOAA is an abbreviation for National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The guys that provide your meteorologists mostly with weather and everything, because they monitor basically, a bunch of stuff going on, in the atmosphere and the ocean. Hence, atmospheric and oceanic and atmospheric administration, like NASA but for the sea. National Aeronautic and Space Administration. Really? Space? Yeah, right. That's like me calling myself a doctor, a doctor after graduating high school. Still have a long way to go, buddy. Long way to go. Actually, let's go with after graduating kindergarten. Now, according to NOAA, the garbage patches are large areas of ocean where debris accumulate. As waste flows with the ocean current, which moves in wild pool, a wild pool is what we call kakundukundu. Especially in summer, you see this type of winds that blow in a circular motion and really fast. It turns out, that's caused by a current. Well, it turns out in Africa, we just throw a salt at that. Hey, now they want to kill me, my village people. It's a current flowing. Not everything is your village people. Plus, you're broke. Why would they even witch you if they just really them? Ah, yeah, but they use it as a vehicle. One question. If you are not one of them, how the heck do you know? No, I'm not one of them. Now, how do you know? Well, my grandma told me, and his grandma, her grandma told, and her grandma told, and, well, it goes back to the garden, of Adam and Eve, or to the primordial gooey that made as if you are in the direction of evolution. Now, for anyone that have seen that has been to any large body of water, then you know that, water does not flow in a straight line. It doesn't. Water flow is influenced by the surface. If it's rocky, it's going to look like it's boiling. It's going to make this a foam type of foam type of foam type of look, and you are going to see a lot of rotating motion, and a lot of large bodies of water that is flowing. Now. In the very same way, the ocean also flows in circular type of way. Why? Well, I don't know. Because the earth is also rotating on its axis in a circular way, and it's also rotating in a circular way around the sun, and is all together they are rotating in a circular way around the Milky Way galaxy. And I swear everything, if you look deep in the universe, everything moves in circles. Water circle. Human beings, born, die, born, die, born, die, circle. and then you have relationships. Break up, make up. That's a good circle. Very terrible one that will get you stabbed in the eye one day. Because it's not a very natural circle. Not good. Now, Now, let's going back to Noah, as waste flows with the ocean current, which moves in a whirlpool like structure, it ends up forming the large patches of garbage, aka debris, a lot of garbage. Now, garbage patches. Not all the water is flowing in a circular motion towards one part of the planet in the middle of the ocean. No. Depending on what is called Benguela current, different water bodies, more like in the ocean, follow a certain pattern. It's very interesting. Now, the rest of that you can Google. We have noticed that this is creating a lot of pollution problems. And that is because the biggest and most known ones, garbage patches, one is in the Indian Ocean. We have one in the Indian Ocean, and we have two in the Atlantic Ocean and two in the Pacific Ocean. And this is according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. But before we continue, let's take care.
The best connections and moments are worth remembering, don't you think? Grab one of our great tasting non-alcoholic drinks, Heineken, Savannah, Vintook Original, or Vintook Lemon. Anytime, anywhere. Easy to connect, easy to enjoy. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Great news! Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Impa? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Impa has to offer at an unbeatable price. Impa, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Impa, where the world congregates. Welcome back. The time is 16 minutes past the hour of 5. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Home Run with Hermta Nadwaita on Eagle FM, and I'm here until the hour of 6. There's no I in team. We're here until the hour of 6. Me in Windhoek and Dwight in the North. But before we continue, let's take a live read. This is a Velvicha live read. New short courses available. Faculty of Law, Commerce, and Education, School of Science Program. Certificate in Workplace Dispute Resolution. Admission requirements, grade 12 senior certificate or equivalent NQF level 4 with a minimum of 18 points in 5 best subjects and a D symbol in English. Or a grade 11 certificate with a minimum of 22 points in 5 subjects and a D symbol in English. In English, plus a 2 year, two years relevant industry experience in a required, experience is required. The course cost $5,500 Namibian dollars. Application period is 1 August to 31 August 2025. For more information, call 061-225-463 or 061-225-462. Or email admission at wu.edu.na. Velvicha University, where everyone is an achiever. Now, moving on with the garbage patches that are scattered around the world. So, every time that we throw a piece of plastic, the wind either carries it, or during rainfalls, rainwater carries it to a specific place, and then what happens after that is something obviously not good. And you obviously have an accumulation of these things, whether it's a landfill on land or in the ocean. Now, the reason why I decided to pick the ocean example as an emphasis is because it shows why we should actually care. And that's because there's this thing called a food chain that I used earlier as an example. A food chain. Now, for those of you that still remember your biology, geography, and throw in agriculture in that one, life science, natural science, and all those. We live on a planet where life is very savage. In other words, it's either eat or be eaten. So, when you look at a food chain, for example, looking at it from, looking at it from a, looking at it from a non-disturbing example. Now, let's look at a gazelle, for example, or a buffalo. A buffalo is gonna eat grass because it's a herbivore, or herbivore, depending on which direction you wanna take. Pardon me. That grass is the primary food for the buffalo. Now, a buffalo is going to be eaten by a lion because a lion is not going to eat grass. And when a lion dies, it's going to be decomposed. Unless, you know, a bunch of guys shows up with spear to kill the lion and go and eat it. But the predator is, predators also die. And when they die, they are going to be decomposed. In other words, they are also going to be eaten. I know we're really coming up with very fancy language here. Decomposition. No, it's the breaking down of dead living. I mean, of dead organism. You can't decompose when you're still alive. Boy, that's disturbing. Now, if you look at, the thing is, what's happening is that, in the ocean, take, blue whales, for example. Blue whales, I think, whales eat plankton. And plankton, not plankton in SpongeBob, although I like that guy. He's an evil guy who's very dedicated to his mission. He didn't have time to go and look for a wife, so he decided to build a computer wife because he just, guess what he called him? Karen. So I'm never giving my daughter that name. So, pardon me. So the flow, that's basically the flow of nutrition. Nutrition is flowing from the ground where the plant is drawing nutrition from, and then that nutrition that was drawn from underground and then and converted into useful products by the plant. That plant is going to be eaten by buffalo. A buffalo is going to be eaten by a lion. A lion is going to be eaten by, well, let's say some, crazy poacher out there. Very, very, very brave crazy poacher. Eats that. And then one day, poacher kicks the bucket, and then now he's dead, and then microorganisms in the soil are going to, chop the dude. Now, here's the thing. If this grass, for example, is contaminated with some type of chemical, well, that chemical is going to climb up the food chain. That means if you are going to test if you test the grass and you find some foreign artificial chemical in that grass, and you find the type of cattle or any, herbivore that grazes on this grass, and you test that meat, you are going to find the chemicals from the grass even in higher concentration in that meat. And when you test, take for example, when Helmut eats that meat from a contaminated animal that got it from a contaminated grass, that got it from a contaminated soil or contaminated water, you're going to find that the higher up the food chain you go, you have sort of like a flipped situation going on. When it comes to nutrition, which is why it's recommended that, which is why it's more often recommended to eat as much plant-based products as possible. I'm not saying become a vegetarian because I know in a heck am I doing that. Kapana, are you kidding me? Seriously? Why are you kidding? Now, what's going on here is that, when it comes to energy, whatever nutrition is in the grass that the animal is eating is going to be less in the grass than less in the animal that's eating it than it was in the grass. So it's going to be a very large reduction in terms of nutrition that is contained in the grass. Now, if a human being eats that animal, for example, a human being is going is only going to get a fraction of the nutrition that was acquired the animal acquired like 50% of it from the grass. So the higher up the food chain you go, the less nutritious it becomes, which is why you shouldn't really eat your friends. It doesn't serve you any good. Plus, for those of you that were listening to my show on Sunday when I was playing DJ, we went into that albeit in a very sarcastic way because it's a comedy show. You don't supposed to be sarcastic, otherwise then it sucks the comedy part of the comedy show. Now, now that's when it comes to nutrition. But when it comes to poisonous, to concentration in poison, the higher up the food chain you go, the more concentrated it becomes. I really wish it was the opposite, but no. It turns out it's the well. But then when you look at it, it's really understandable because if the grass is if grass is, for example, is getting 100% energy from the sun, the buffalo is only going to get 50% of it. Now, helm that's going to eat the buffalo is only going to eat 25% of it. That poor lion that's going to eat helm is only going to get, 15% of it. That's a waste of energy and, sacrificing your ears from all that screaming. But that's basically what you have. So that means when it comes to microplastics and microplastics, I decided to zone down on those ones because I read an article somewhere that, scared me to death that microplastics are leading to one of the main causes of people, shooting blanks at an, earlier than they should be. Eat a lot of healthy food, guys. Eat a lot of healthy food. May not taste nice, but for your body, it tastes nice. Because, imagine going to the gym and having six pack and then, scoring the hottest girl on the planet and then, doing 5 seconds and you're done. Boy, that's disappointing. With all the, Instagram, that's damage to reputation for the rest of your life. And, and guys, we are very touchy about that. And we are very touchy about that in the very same way that women are very touchy about their looks. So when you say, do I look fat? Don't even think. Your answer is no. I don't care if you just came from church. Your answer is no. For the sake of your life, your answer is no. Do I look fat? No. Thousand ways to die. When she says, do I look fat? Just go, okay. By the time that you try to pronounce your first word, the pastor will be holding a Bible saying he was too young. Moving on. Concentration. The concentration of toxic chemicals increase high up the food chain. And that makes a lot of sense because if a buffalo got 50% of energy from of whatever nutrition that it acquired from the grass, the buffalo used some of it in its metabolic reaction. So it's not going to be stored up somewhere for me unless you are one of those people that eat a lot of liver. So liver is actually recommended because that's basically the checkpoint of all the nutrition, so it's very nutritious in nutrition dense. That's your sieve that makes you that's your checkpoint. Anything that finds yourself in your body has to go through the liver. That's your Kongola checkpoint if you're from Zambezi or from Mururani if you're from Kavango. And what's this there's that notorious one that is, that's found in the north. That everyone, Oshivelo. Oh yeah, I swear. I've never been to Oshivelo, but I've been told by people that, that checkpoint, but I still hold grudges for those guys at Kongola because when I came from Zambia, you know, when I came from Zambia back in 2017, they took my mangoes. So, you guys, don't I fire you. Anyway, relax. So, just in case, you know, your village people, you know, use my comment as an excuse to thunder fire you. That's not on me. You still have to pay the money you owe them. Now, once you realize that, nutrition declines in percentage the higher up the food chain you go, and poison accumulation increases. Why? What's the difference between poisonous accumulation and nutrition? When if a buffalo, for example, eats, grass that has, take microplastics, for example, and energy, carbohydrate, the body of that buffalo is going to use carbohydrates to generate energy for that buffalo, for it to do whatever it does, walking around and, you know, running over some trophy hunters like the one in Kruger National Park in South Africa. Renova, billionaire, you know, just showed him who's boss. But anyway, but here's the thing, what's that body of that buffalo is, what is, the body will just look at the toxins that came with the grass and like, well, we can't work with that. And we don't have any mechanism to expel it, so we just form shells around it. And that's actually where cancer comes in. Because, you know, screws up with your genetics and stuff, and now you have cancer. Not a good sign. So, when you look at it from that angle, you begin to understand why garbage patches are a bad idea. Why am I bringing that up? Because Namibia is one of those countries that, whose a large percentage of our economy depends on fishing. Now, if you look into the seafood industry, one of the marketing hype coming out of the seafood industry is that this fish is caught from the deep sea. What they're saying is caught from the deep sea near the North Pole, where the water is not too contaminated, therefore it's healthy. In other words, that's just an excuse for them to slap a very large price tag. Well, it's a fish. Come on. You know. And so, that means, these garbage patches are in the water. This water is flowing. Guess what else is in this water? Fish. And these fish, eating stuff that is contaminated with a lot of these chemicals, including, including a lot of, chemicals that's coming from oil spills and a lot of byproducts that are finding themselves in the ocean. And that fish is going to eat all these toxins, and thanks to something called the food chain, that fish finds itself on our dinner table. Guess where it's going? Call it, you know, talk about karma. You caused the problem, now you're paying the price. And then what happens is those chemicals find themselves in our bodies, and then, well, now you have to... some of them begins to alter our genes. They have cancer, and some of it we pass it down to, down to our kids. So in other words, our kids 10, 50 years from now are going to be paying a price for something that we should have prevented because of profit. So in other words, when you ask human beings to choose between saving the planet and be poor, and burning the planet to be rich, they'd be like, all right, where's the matchstick? And we really are paying the price, looking at climate change, for example. Let's look at this whole conference thing. What was the biggest challenge? The biggest challenge was the fifth,
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura, and I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can.
Welcome back. Changing seasons is beginning to screw with my lungs. When you look at all these problems, what's one of the things that's been proposed by a lot of international organizations, including the United Nations? Now, in Busan, South Korea, Busan, South Korea hosted the first part. Now, this was last year, the first part of the fifth session of intergovernmental negotiating committee, aka INS. As it set in motion plans to develop an international legally binding legislations on plastic pollution. Now, the session took place from November 25 to the 1st of December last year. Now, that's 2024. If you are still thinking what year last year was. Jeez. It's just Tuesday. And also, happy salary week. If you look on the calendar, you know who I'm wishing happy salary week. Now, the second session of the high level environmental talks recently took place. In Geneva, Switzerland. Now, the session took place over a period of 10 days involving delegates from over 183 countries and Now, this one dragged on for 10 days and then ended with no unanimous consensus over the best way. Really? Jeez. Okay. One terrible typo. The best way to tackle a global plastic pollution problem. Now, a United Nations Environmental Program report indicates that as of 2018, 127 countries out of 192 countries around the world have adopted some form of legislations to regulate plastic bags, mostly in reference to a single-use plastic bags. Now, the reason behind that is very simple. When I looked at the map of countries that have regulations, about the use of single-use plastic bags, especially those in shopping bags, for example. Namibia is on that list. Shout out to us. There are two countries that I saw that are not there. Russia and the US. I looked at that and I was like, well, at least they have something in common, because these guys are very different in a lot of ways. Why? You know why they both have in common? Petroleum products way through the roof. Now, we also have to define, now you have to understand why this scares a lot of petroleum industry owners. What is a plastic? Ask yourself that question. If we are going to ban the use of plastics, what defines plastic? Now you will see why this freaks the heck out of them. Because, the studio that I'm sitting in, the chair I'm sitting on, is made out of leather-ish, plastic-ish. Yeah. Just never noticed how fancy my chair is. The wheels are definitely plastic. And surrounded by electronic devices that have a bunch of buttons, all of which are made out of plastic. And you have, I'm basically surrounded by a bunch of things. You have remotes and basically everything that you are wearing shoes. The sole is made out of plastic. So we'll have to be very specific as to what is defining what the word plastic is, because that is a very broad definition. So that's another reason why I have been singing this song for a while now. If we say that we are going to, in the name of the environment, get rid of everything that's made out of plastic. Get rid of fossil fuel. Here's the thing. I looked in my closet. And then I just looked around and I was like, okay, let's say we were to just wake up one day and then get rid of everything that's made out of plastic. We get rid of fossil fuels. Like completely, 100%. No main products, no byproducts, no secondary products. Every industrial application of every product that's coming from crude oil, we get rid of it. Oh, I looked in my closet and then I realized that I only have two pieces of clothes that are made from 100% cotton. Those ones would stay. The rest would disappear. I don't think my colleagues would appreciate that if I showed up in a hoodie with no bottoms for work in the name of saving the environment. First of all, my boss, would just call someone here and say, you know that chair that he was sitting on? Put it somewhere. I'm coming with petrol. We're going to have to burn it. Because no one in heck, again, is sitting on that chair, ever. So what surrounds us, we are surrounded by plastic. So now you see the dilemma that we are having here. So until we find something to replace plastic. And you have to understand that plastics, the reason why, for those of us that were born in the 90s, remember, drinking a lot of fizzy drinks coming out of bottles. Now, the reason there was that switch from bottles to plastics is because plastics are easy and cheap to mass produce. And companies love to maximize profit. So every time an alternative and a really cheap and easy way to produce something comes up, they are going to, multinational corporations. So basically any company that is, likes to make profit, and last time I checked, that's every company. They are going to adopt that method overnight. It's fascinating. So the biggest problem now that we are stuck with here is, what are we going to do about the plastic problem? So let's just take a break and then I will run you through on the other side over why the second session of the fifth of this discussion yielded no results. And by the way, one is scheduled to take place in an unconfirmed date. Like, that's how bad it went. They couldn't even agree on when the next sitting is going to be. Because others were like, no, let's just put a strict production laws, like mass production laws on these things. And a bunch of of crude oil company representatives were like, we have money to invest in recycling. But here's one problem though. Recycling has been heavily criticized as one of the biggest hoaxes of the 20th and 21st century. Because not every piece of plastic can be recycled into something that is usable and financially viable. You can't. So that means most plastics are going to find, even if we take the direction of recycling, a lot of plastics are going to find themselves in landfill or in some garbage patch somewhere in the Indian Pacific or Atlantic Ocean. Oh dear. We have a serious dilemma. We made food additives that our digestive system can't digest, and then we made products out of crude oil that Mother Earth cannot digest. Now, Mother Earth is suffering from a pollution problem because every microorganism is looking at all this fossil fuel based products, aka plastics, and going like, look, I'm not built to digest that. Well, it's just gonna lie there for an infinity period of time, like a bottle, for example. Microorganism in the soil will be like, oh, what are we supposed to do with that? That's exactly what our bodies say to us every time that we, we eat a bunch of food additives that are not nutritious. A bunch of things that's just added to the food to give it a long shelf life. Your body is just looking at you going like, what the behind am I supposed to do with that? First of all, I don't have the enzymes to digest that. Now, that's a word that was, introduced in my head back in high school. And my biology teacher was very creative with it, that think of enzymes as keys and locks. There are millions, if not billions, type of enzymes. And each of they all get into each other. They all only get into parts they fit. Take, for example, if I take my lock, if I take my key, and try to fit it in your lock, it's not gonna fit because my key is built specifically for my lock. Enzymes are built like that. So, enzymes that break down stuff are also built like that. So when you eat meat, for example, and you're eating from meat, it's mostly protein. So the protein enzyme that, that breaks down that protein into something your body can use, it recognizes that the key from the key from your body and the lock from the enzyme, they fit each other perfectly for them to accomplish some kind of work. The problem is when they look at some of the food additives and food colorants, they go like, it looks nice, but we can't work with that. Maybe we have to get rid of it somewhere. Okay, now how do we transport it? Because to transport it to the bladder and for you to pee it out, you need some kind of, enzymes again. So now, unless you can transport it, your body is like, well, it's just going to stay here. And your cells are like, well, we don't have enough space. So what's going to happen? Okay, so, my God. For an educated, quote-unquote educated civilization, we're really dumb. Like, really dumb. Like, beyond comprehension dumb. So let's take a break, and on the other side, We'll wrap it up with what is going on, or basically what went on in Switzerland, where a bunch of educated guys couldn't solve one very simple problem.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news. Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make.
Welcome back. Now, how on earth did that go? Well, short answer, not well. especially when it comes to the planet and our own health, using the, you know, the food chain example that I used earlier. So plastic pollution talks fail as negotiators in Geneva rejects draft treaties. Now, NGOs says the deadlock over legally binding deal to curb production and toxic chemicals is blow to multilateralism. NGOs and a lot of environmental, activists, proposed, curbing, that's a fancy way of saying reducing the production of toxic chemicals, especially plastics. Now, the thing is, countries worked beyond Thursday. Now, this was early August. Countries worked beyond a Thursday deadline because it was not supposed to take 10 days. Oh, but it did. Oh, it did. Big time. It went through, went through the due date. Just kind of like meeting. You know how they say, this meeting is going to start from 8 until 3. And then you find yourself there 6 o'clock sitting and someone is still saying, I want to go back to the question you made at 8 o'clock when we started. Those are the people that I really wish I had a gun every time that I attend a meeting. When everything is just about to be concluded and someone say, like for the 100th time, they'll be like, you know, just to conclude, you've been saying that for the past 10 hours. Now, countries worked through the due date, but remained deadlocked on the issue that has dodged talks since they were launched. Now, amid the fervid optimism in 2022, whether to reduce exponential growth of plastic production, NGOs are calling for the exponential, reduction in production. But the producers are calling for recycling. Because let's face it, the producers are making money by producing. Asking them to reduce, you're basically telling them, cut your profit down. No one is going to do that. But then again, Kenza will be like, okay, fine. I mean, I have a field day. Whether we like it or not, they are bound to be consequences. Yeah. Now, several countries expressed bitter disappointment, sadness, and anger that the Geneva talks had after the sixth and final round of negotiations failed to reach a deal. Despite the deadlocks, they said they would carry on with a resumed session in the future. That's how bad it ended. Now, some NGOs called the failed talks a blow to multilateralism. Now, well, at this point, you can imagine the producers are like, it's better it blows the multilateralism than my bank account. That's what's going on. It's all profit based. So, in other words, forget an asteroid every time you think about mankind's extinction. Mankind's biggest threat is mankind. Ultron in the Age of Ultron, Avenger movie. Ultron, this is a computer program that was built by Tony Stark. And Tony Stark built this. Now, Tony Stark is a former arms dealer. You have to understand that. You know, one of those people that went to jail and then he just came out and, and very rich and changed men. And he decided to build Ultron to protect mankind. The problem is, he was very naive. So he built Ultron with a code that stated one very simple principle. Ultron, your job is to protect mankind from all threats. A reference to the word all. Well, what happened was, as soon as Ultron came online and he was connected to the internet, in less than a minute, Ultron decided not. Every single one of these two-legged, 32-teethed idiots must go. I mean people. Now, here's one flaw that Tony Stark did not see. By building Ultron to, to think that way, he forgot that the biggest threat to mankind is mankind. So, Ultron saw all the serial killing and all the serial raping and all the child molestations and all the wars and all the murders and all the, you know, all these evil things that's taking place. It's like, okay, well, my job is to protect mankind from all threats. Only now the threat to mankind is mankind. So time to get rid of mankind. So, which is why they spend the entire movie of Age of Ultron fighting Ultron, because Ultron was like, well, we're gonna get rid of this threat. I mean, Ultron at this point, it's safe to argue that Ultron was just doing what he was built to do. It's just that he was, a little too good at his job. Just a little too good. And, the builder now had to bring all the Hulks and Captain America and Hawkeye and everyone to, to basically fight him. So, in the name of profit, we are literally burning this planet. In the name of profit. We're literally consuming a bunch of chemicals in the name of profit. So now you understand why the, the good book, in the good book, Paul said, the love of money is the root of all evil. It turns out the love of money is the reason why that, that summit didn't end well. Because the NGOs were like, Now, here's my favorite part about this whole type of things. Just follow the money, guys. Follow the money. You know, bet some of these NGOs are getting money from oil companies. Only to sponsor an event where you will tell your donors that, well, they have to stop what they're doing. The question they'll be asked, like, well, how the heck do you think we keep donating to you every year? That's like me going home and telling my dad that, well, from now moving forward, you are the son. Yes, God knows I won't come back if I do that. Yeah. See. That punch. I'm going to cry so loud, no one will need a microphone in Windhoek to hear me. Some NGOs called the failed talks a blow to multilateralism. And there was a reflection among some delegates on how how best to move forward. For instance, without participation of the petrostates that had obstructed the talks. Again, the petrostates are the ones with money to put everything together. I don't understand how we do all these things, I swear. Because some of them suggested that, when we have the next talk, let's make sure that the petrostates, Russia and the US, Saudi Arabia, the Qatari, throw them in that bucket. When we have another talk, let's make sure we don't invite them so that we can just reach a conclusion without them, sort of like vetoing every decision that we make in the name of profit. Now, as you can imagine, Namibia, at this point, we are just siding with the, with recycling because, 2025, oil and gas industry booming, money. now, France, the EU and more than 100 countries from every continent did everything possible to obtain an agreement to reduce plastic production, to ban the most dangerous product and to protect human health, There's just one problem. oh dear Lord. I think I can be an expert politician at this point. Sebastian Rodriguez said the negotiations were consistently blocked by a small number of states who simply don't want an agreement because that agreement is threatening their money. This is not rocket science. Now, Tuvalu, speaking for 14 Pacific small island developing states, said, for our islands, this means that without a global cooperation, without a global cooperation, as in working together, and a state action, millions of tons of plastics waste will continue to be dumped in our ocean, affecting our ecosystem, food security, livelihood, and culture. Well, China weighed in. China's delegation said the fight against plastic pollution was a long marathon and the temporary setback represented a new starting point to forge consensus. Guys, well, there is nowhere in heaven this, this discussion is going to go in the way that NGOs, I'm afraid, wants it to go. Because what you are saying, stop producing this. What you are saying is, stop making money. To every multinational corporation, that's what you sound like. Which is why, I really like my line of work, and that's comedy. Because I'm able to see through that. I can believe a bunch of, a bunch of experts when like, let's go there and talk about this. I'm sure it will be a serious discussion. And then it turned out not to be. They could have done that via Zoom. Saudi Arabia said both drafts lacked balance, and Saudi and Kuwaiti, both of which are what? The large part of their economy depends on petroleum, aka oil. Now, Saudi Arabia said both drafts lacked balance, and Saudi and Kuwait negotiators suggested the latest proposal represented the early hours on Friday took other states' view more into account, and it addressed plastic production, which they considered to be outside the scope of the treaty. Now, here's the the biggest debate here. Now, the biggest debate here was, you can just divide this into two camps that I divided everything in. And that is, should we ban the production of plastics, or should we recycle the plastics that we are making? Now, a lot of oil producing companies leaned heavily towards, well, let's recycle. But here's the thing. If we're going to recycle, we have enough waste to recycle. And here's another thing again. We have enough waste to recycle. So it's going to take us a very, 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 very long time. Using, the Angora English, it's going to take a very long time for us to get rid of the plastic that our plastic, if we're recycling, we'll just keep remaking the same thing over and over again. God knows how toxic they're going to be in every cycle. But now, the two camps here,